Hey everyone, it's John Gomez back again for another episode of Trial Files, where real personal injury survivors talk about real personal injury cases. And so I have with me today one of my favorite clients, Rebecca Cavazuela. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, very, very excited to kind of share your story and journey with our listeners and viewers. Also, I have Ray's Got Skills here as a guest. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And so, as you may or may not know, the way we do this is we kind of introduce our guests. Each of our guests are our actual clients. And so Rebecca was and is one of our clients and family for life. You know, learn a little bit about you, learn a little bit about what happened that caused you to need a lawyer. You know, we talk about how you found the lawyer, and then kind of the process of the legal case, and kind of check in with you, see where you're at today. So why don't you introduce yourself to everybody, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, who you are.
Hey, everybody. My name is Rebecca Cabasuela. I am the mother of Jedediah Cabasuela, the two-year-old who passed away in 2019 after going to the county fair.
Yeah, and so, you know, we've been all kind of upbeat and energetic, and of course, this involves a terrible loss, the loss of a child and a mom dealing with that loss. So, of course, we're so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you having the strength and courage to be here to talk about it a little bit. And so, talk to us just a little bit about, you know, the fair and what happened there, you know, what happened to your son.
So, like every other family, we were always excited to come to the fair. And this particular day that we went, Jetty was 2 years old, so he was old enough to know about cows and the animals. And we went, I believe, on the 19th of June. A few days later, he started to feel really sick. He got worse and worse, and I had to take him to the hospital. They sent us home, said he had a stomach bug. The next day, he got worse, went back to the same hospital. Again, they sent us home and told us they thought he might have salmonella, but that they wouldn't know for a few more days until the results got back. And we couldn't wait for those results, so we went back to the hospital. And he ended up becoming very sick. He contracted hemolytic uremic syndrome, which basically attacks your kidneys and can be fatal. And in our case, it was fatal.
Yeah, again, just so sorry for your loss. And I know we're here to talk about it. And but I, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, your story can help other parents who have lost children, or maybe children that have lost parents, or people that have lost important people in their lives. And so was there ever, I know the answer, but, you know, our listeners and viewers don't, you know, was there ever a determination about, you know, what happened, you know, how he got sick?
We visited, while we were at the fair, we had visited the little animal encounter, and basically, what was said was he touched maybe, because we did wash his hands, he touched maybe a gate, and it might have had some type of old feces. They weren't being taken care of, the animals. They weren't being cleaned. That maybe they weren't being checked properly. I don't know. And he just got extremely sick. What actually triggered me was when I went to change his diaper, it was bloody, and it wasn't like because he was pooping too much, it was blood and mucus that was coming out. And a two-year-old little boy is very energetic. He was not energetic at all. He had fever. He just was not himself, basically. And so, like I said, they sent us home, but I just knew something was wrong. Something was not right.
And so in a case like that, Does the government come in and investigate?
Yes. I believe I got a phone call from was it the CDC? I believe that's what it was.
Yes.
And they were investigating because there was other cases where children have also gotten sick around the same time that we went. They had also went. And the one thing they had in common was that they all visited the little animal farms that they have there. They wanted to come to the hospital and get a sample of his stool and kind of see what was going on. But the infection took him in a matter of days. It didn't give us much time. I believe we went in on a Friday night, maybe Saturday morning, and then he passed away that Monday.
Wow. And so who would have thunk, you know, bringing your kid to basically a petting zoo at the county fair that would be the result? Had you ever heard of anything like that?
Never. Like I said in the beginning, our family has always been, we love the fair. We were always excited. We would go to Costco and get those entry tickets that you can go multiple times throughout the summer. And so we looked forward to taking our boys there. And I had taken my oldest there before. I had never heard of it. And that was the last thing I thought of when he got sick, that this had to do with him going to the petting zoo.
Sure. Now, a question for Raymond. You have kids, you know, like, had you ever heard of, you ever take your kids to a petting zoo?
I actually have, not at the Del Mar Fair, but I've taken them to the actual zoo before where they have like a little petting area. They can pet, you know, goats and stuff like that. And in all honesty, you know, I've let my kids do it before. It was something that's just kind of been, you know, my kids ask, you kind of let them go. That's what you're there for. You're like, go ahead, have fun. So I actually have before. It's less than 5 times, but it's happened before.
Yeah, sure. I did it with my kids. I did it when I was a kid. You know,
And when you go, you see all these children there.
Yeah, right. Well, so this happens and the CDC gets involved and, you know, you learn that maybe this happened to other kids. Did there come a time when you said, look, you know, I better, you know, talk to a lawyer?
So when Jetty passed away, so many things were running through my head, but for the most part, I was pretty numb. I think I was in shock for 6 months. And then an uncle said, you know, let me take it back really quickly. When Jetty passed away, we were still at the hospital. I was suggested to maybe get a lawyer involved. And then my uncle went ahead and he did all the footwork for us and he called a bunch of lawyers, and he said that this would probably, that Gomez lawyer trials would probably be the best for us. And so we came, we met with you, John, and it was immediately we clicked. I believe that we clicked. I didn't see anybody else. You were the first person that I saw, and I just knew that that we would be taken care of here.
I love it. And so thank you to Uncle for for finding us, you know. And Go Uncle Ed. Thank you, Uncle Ed, wherever you are. If you're listening to this, if you watch this, thank you for getting her in our hands.
Yes.
And so you meet me, and it's kind of like legal love at first sight.
Absolutely. I was telling you this in the other room, like family throughout the whole process. I never felt like a client. I never felt like you guys didn't care. It was almost as if it happened to you. You took it very personal and you guys handled everything with such class. I never had to question or doubt if anything was getting done. I knew that it was. And I hopefully will never have to come back here again or something like that. But I've never felt so taken care of.
I'm glad. We try real hard and we care a lot about you and your loss and your family. And, you know, I'm glad that we're family now.
Yes.
And so you end up hiring us, and you know that we actually represented a number of families and kids that kind of went through this. No one else lost their child, thankfully, except for you. You go through the kind of litigation process, slowed down a little bit by COVID.
Yes. And life's so down because of COVID, yeah.
And so there comes a time when you have to give your deposition. Do you remember that day?
I do remember.
And how was that?
I was so nervous. I was so nervous for many reasons, but more importantly because I had to relive everything. So if anybody's ever been in deposition, it's extremely, it takes a toll on you emotionally, I think, especially because my son is no longer here. I have to be asked questions that I may not remember. I do feel like my memory has been lost since the incident. I don't remember a lot of things, but I was extremely nervous. I was very emotional, but I felt safe. We had it here. You walked me through it. You said it's going to be okay. You know, just tell the truth. We did that. And you guys were very encouraging. That's great. You did great. Are you okay? Do you need anything? So I do remember the deposition, yes.
And so I can only imagine how difficult that would be. How did you feel once it was over?
I felt like, oh, like I could take a deep breath. I felt almost like the hard part's not over, but we've moved along. We're getting somewhere. So it's kind of like, you know, this may sound stupid, but I have a 16-year-old. When you play video games and you pass that level and you go to the next.
Right.
That's kind of how it felt like for me.
And so, you know, from there, we then had a couple of mediations, mm-hmm. and a mediation is where we have, in this case, a retired judge.
Yes.
Tries to get the parties to kind of settle the case. You know, how is that process for you?
Happened a few times. we came a few times. I don't want to make light of the situation because it's a very serious situation and I lost my son, but what I did feel when every time that I came, I got to meet the other little boy's parents, and so I didn't feel so much alone.
Right.
But that whole, it was a lot of waiting.
It was
a lot of waiting, and I was always on my toes. And it was easy to, in a sense, because you guys really did it all. You guys did everything for us. We just kind of showed up and like, yeah, what he said. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I remember those long days. And I remember the highlight because we weren't making a ton of progress. Sometimes these things go slower. Sometimes they go faster. I remember the highlight was, lunch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, always looking forward to lunch. And I think the last time we had one, did you buy coffee, too? You bought Starbucks.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Starbucks. I had already came with mine, though. I came prepared.
Yeah, you were ready.
Yeah, I was ready. But no, I definitely, any question that I had, you answered. Always, like, so calm, your demeanor. So calm. It's okay. It's cool. We got this. It's fine. So I was able to trust you.
And at some point, the case did settle,
mm-hmm.
and the other cases of the other family members did settle. And so now, at this point, the case is behind you, the legal part of things.
Yes.
I mean, how did it feel to sort of close that chapter and move on to the next level of living and grieving and moving on?
Honestly, it was confusing when I got the phone call saying, are you sitting down? Are you ready? We've settled. And I was happy that it was settled. But a part of me, honestly, was so sad because this is my son. And the case has, we've been working together for, I think, almost 3 years now.
Sure.
And it finally settled. And it kind of felt, although I was super relieved and thankful, like, finally, I can close that chapter in my life, I also felt like, wow, these people are not going to be fighting anymore for my son. It's not just me fighting. It was you guys as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it kind of put an end to it. It was very bittersweet for me. And I was told that was going to be normal for me to feel that way.
Yeah. And so let's kind of walk through a few things, because now that you've kind of been through this, you have some wisdom you can share with others. And so, first of all, you know, I imagine some folks listening to this may be experiencing the loss of a family member, or, you know, the worst of all things, the loss of a child. You know, what advice would you give a parent that's grieving the loss of a child? How do you get through? How do you show up? How do you stay strong?
I don't think there's any right way. Like, I don't have a manual on it. It was extremely hard for me, especially because Juddy wasn't my only child. I still had to get up and be mom to my now 16-year-old. I still had to live life. I wanted to really crawl in a ball every single day. I wanted to be with him, but I couldn't do that. I had to be a mother to my son, to my other son. And so I did a lot of grief counseling. I did not want to do it, but I went dragging my feet. I forced myself to do it because someone told me, if you're not, how can you pour into someone when you're half full? And it's true. I needed to be a mother to my son. And so I did grief counseling, and honestly, God helped me. And people may think that's so cliche, but that's the only way that I could get through what I got through. That kind of thing to happen to somebody, the only reason I'm standing here is because of God. There is no other reason. And that might sound really religious or very spiritual, call it what you may, but I'm here. And I'm going to keep going. You know what I'm saying? So just feel what you feel. Trust what you feel. Cry. Be angry. It's all very normal. But your life will never be the same ever again. Holidays will never be the same. Birthdays will never be the same. But, you know, you'll see them again one day.
Yes.
You know, it's not goodbye. It's see you later. And so every day that goes by, you get closer and closer and closer. Mm. So honestly, it's and the support system. You have to have a really good support system.
Right.
Good family, good friends, people that, you know, don't pressure you. They're there to support you and help you with whatever it is that you need. Take the time off that you need. I didn't do that. I didn't take any time off after Juddy passed away. 2 weeks later, I went right back to work. And because the show must go on, right? Right. Bills need to be paid. SDG&E doesn't care.
Sure, yeah.
They don't, you know? So take the time that you need to feel what you feel and really just get, you know, immerse yourself into the Word and into God.
I remember, speaking of, you know, immersing yourself into the Word, at our first mediation, mm-hmm. you were working through a woman's Bible study.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, I remember. I can't remember like what chapter you were in or what.
I was reading about, it was about David and, or maybe it was the armor of God. I think that's what it was.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yes. I remember that. And so, you know, you're a person that relies upon your faith. You talk about being reunited with your son mm-hmm. and in the future. And so, you know, having support system, giving yourself time, giving yourself space, and having faith. So faith is, does faith continue to be an important part of your life?
Absolutely. With faith, I don't know that I could possibly go on. I have to believe that there's something better. There's a reason for everything. Maybe Juddy was just supposed to be here for 2 years. He served whatever purpose he had. I won't know till I get to heaven and ask God. You know, there's questions that we want to know that we probably won't ever know. But faith 100%. You know, the Bible always says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can look at that mountain. It's going to be removed. I it's not because I read it. I live it. I believe it. I know it to be true. You know, so there's no way anybody can change the way I think or anything like that. It's true. Faith got me through it. It got me through it. The prayers got me through it. It's getting me through it still. Because even here we are about 3 years later, it's not easy for me.
Sure.
You know, but God carries me through every single day.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. He puts good people in my path like yourself.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, what advice would you give? Obviously, you had the help of your uncle.
Yes.
But, you know, now if you had to go look for a lawyer all by yourself, you know, how would you go about that? In other words, what advice would you give to people, you know, in a tough situation or facing loss that are looking for a lawyer to help them? What would you be looking for?
Look for a lawyer who isn't in it just for the money or to win a case. Look for a lawyer that truly is genuine, that is family oriented, that has the same values that you have. And you'll know, I believe, from the moment you meet them, like whether you click or not, is this the right person for me or not? It's kind of like meeting, it's like deciding on a mate, because we've spent so much, it's been 3 years, we spent so much time together, and you just know right away, like, is it going to work? Is it not? Just like when you go to the doctor's office and you click with that doctor or not, is it going to work or not? Look at that lawyer, really dig in to that lawyer, do the research. Is this person passionate about what happened to me, or are they passionate about the next client?
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what about, you know, getting through things like a deposition or a mediation or delays in the case? You know, what advice would you give to people dealing with all of that?
I'm going to go back to this prayer. I prayed so much. Lord, please just give me the strength to get through this. Please just give me the right words to say. Because you always want to be truthful, but you also want to represent your loved one in such a special way. I always want the world to know who Jetty was and how special he is to me still. So you're going to be nervous. That's okay. Totally normal. Be nervous. Pray about it. If you don't believe in or you don't know how to pray, ask someone, please pray for me. Help me get through it. Yep. and your prayers will be answered. And ask your lawyer questions. What can I expect? I remember I asked you guys that all the time. Is this normal? Does it take this long? Is this a good sign? Is this a bad sign? What does that mean? Because I'm, you know, dumb it down for me. If yes. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been doing this for a long time, but someone like myself, I don't know what's going on. What does that mean? So ask questions. Don't feel afraid to ask those questions. If you feel afraid to ask your lawyer, then maybe that's not the right lawyer for you.
Right. Yeah. You're not vibing with that person.
Yeah. You're not vibing with that person. Yeah. You need to feel comfortable in asking them these questions, and you need to know that they're going to give you the right answer.
Because I think the way it works is you're the boss of the lawyer, right?
Really? Yeah. And that's really how it is. But you think the other way around, because you're self-conscious. You don't know. You're going into something that you don't even know. This is your territory. It's not my territory. But really, yeah, you work for me, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So, yeah, ask your questions. Get to know this is why meeting your lawyer is so important and picking the right one, because this will determine the whole process to the very end. If you are not feeling it the first time, go somewhere else.
Amen. And so, you know, what's going on with you these days? How's life? You know, what are you doing with yourself? What are your plans? What does life look like for you in the next 5 years?
San Diego is so expensive, you guys. And so I'm thinking about moving to South Carolina with my son. I have family over there. So maybe just pressing restart on my life. Doesn't mean that I'm going to be forgetting about my boy or anything like that. Just need like a new, fresh start where people don't know who we are, don't really judge us, because we do get judged. Either we'll get like, oh, you know, we get the, I'm so sorry. And they want to give us stuff or, you know, the guiltiness, or they feel bad for us. I don't like that. Or they'll make comments, but just people that don't know us, you know, start fresh. Who knows? Maybe do a business. I always want to do something for Jetty where people continue to know who he is. Maybe we'll do some podcasting ourselves. Who knows?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
I have a question. You know, you raised something that made me think. Did you, during the process of going through this case, did any of your friends, acquaintances, people in your circle criticize you or look askance at you for bringing a lawsuit or make any kind of, you know, mean comments? Or
they did, actually. A lot of people don't know this, but when you lose a loved one, you also lose a lot of family and friends. They maybe don't know how to act towards you. Mm. But I got a lot of, because I was so in shock, I didn't really cry a lot in the beginning when Jetty passed away. So I got a lot of looks from family members or like, what, she must not love her son. Mm. Or are you trying to benefit off of your son's death? Or I don't know how to talk to her. Her son's death makes me uncomfortable, so I'd rather just not be around her.
Yes.
So I got a lot of that. Yeah. So I have a lot less Christmas gifts to buy because of that. But yeah, I did. I got a lot of those things. A lot of people had an opinion, but no one can really say anything other than, you know, they can give their opinions, but they're not going through it. It's easier said than done.
And so what advice, you know, here's one final piece of advice. What advice would you give? You know, I've lost a family member and now, you know, half of my friends just don't feel comfortable even being around me.
Right.
And then I hire a lawyer, bring a lawsuit, and then another half of my friends think I'm in it for the money.
Right.
Like, what advice do you give for people dealing with things like that?
You know, people are placed in our lives for maybe a season or a time, maybe people that you've known for years and years. I lost a friend of over 20 years. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. You might not think it's a good thing at the moment, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, the flowers don't grow unless there's a little bit of sunshine and rain, right? So you need both of those things. It's okay. It's a part of life. It may hurt at the moment. You feel betrayed, but you know what? Just all you need to worry about is yourself and your, if you have children and your kids, and that's it, and you'll be fine. Forget everything and everyone else. Mm. Just keep going. Don't quit.
Yeah, that's great advice for all of us, because people can come and go. That's for sure.
They definitely do. They definitely do. And I always say this, like, I have family members that don't talk to me, and look at me, I'm living. So I'll be fine if a few friends or don't talk to me too. I'm okay.
Yeah, but you know, your best friend's always there for you, God. You know,
absolutely. And, right? And that was always the thing for me. Like, I don't care who comes or who goes. Lord, just please don't ever leave me. You are all that I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is.
Absolutely.
So, you know, Rebecca, that we're kind of getting to the end here.
Yeah.
We've covered our little bullet points, and I think everything that you've said will be helpful to many. What kind of closing remarks, you know, would you like to make today?
Well, I just want to say thank you, first of all, for thinking of me. What an honor it is, seriously, to be here and talk about Jetty. Anytime I get a chance to talk about Jetty, I jump to it. I absolutely want everybody to know who he is or was, and what a wonderful surprise he was to me and my family. So thank you so much. And just kind of to make people aware of the petting zoos, wash your kids' hands. Be very careful. And if you're going through something, keep going. Like, don't stay there. I know it's hard to not pick yourself up. You're not motivated. You don't feel like it. But getting up is the best thing to do. Even if you just get up and brush your teeth, hey, you did something that day, you know?
Yep.
There's always someone looking. There's always someone, you know, depending on you, and you'll be better for it. You really, really will. So.
Well, here's the thing. Thank you. I really appreciate you being here. I'm honored by your presence.
Aww.
And so before I do the close out and kind of close this episode out, both Raymond and I are expecting babies very shortly. And so I'm wondering, Raymond, what about you, my man? Are you going to take your new child to a petting zoo in the future as she grows up and gets a little bit older?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to refrain from going to petting zoos. I have a pet dog already.
Yes.
And I'm very strict on, like, you know, germs and washing your hands and stuff like
Absolutely.
That. And that's with a dog that lives with me.
Mm-hmm.
So a completely different animal whom I've never seen before. You know, the idea of all the germs or what they've been doing, the cleanliness, like, it's all a lot more real now. So, I mean, if they want to see animals, I'll just put on a movie.
Yes. There you go. Discovery Channel, yeah, something. Yeah. Congratulations to the both of you, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be passing on the petting zoo, too. Yeah. You know, I never would have thought about it before, but now, you know, that I've seen firsthand.
Something so innocent.
Yes.
Could end up so deadly.
Right.
Yeah.
And so before we go, like, you said you wanted us to know your son. Like, what little special part of him, you know, would you like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Jenny,
something cute about him or cool or...
We can never go to a grocery store without getting some Oreos. He loved them, some Oreos. And he was very, he loved the Boss Baby. That was, he loved,
oh,
like,
yeah,
a little, just how mischievous he was, and he was just such a boss, and I believe that he thought that that was him, and he just, he loved it, he loved the little suits and all of that, so, yeah, he was funny, super, super smart, and he was just so, literally the face of an angel, the sweetest little boy ever, the
Beautiful.
Sweetest, yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that, thanks for giving us a beautiful visual of him. And so thank you for being here. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And thank you, Raymond, for being here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And so this closes out another episode of Trial Files, where real personal injury survivors talk to their real personal injury lawyers. I'm John Gomez, here with my client and friend, Rebecca Cabasuela. It was such an honor and privilege to represent you and the legacy of your beautiful son. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you again for being here.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.